Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're hot, Adam. See, the listeners didn't hear him tell us that we're hot.
Doesn't matter.
So they just heard you say that he's hot.
Very hot.
Oh, it is a Monday morning. It's Ben and Woods. We're live from the Corona Cave now until 9 o'clock. Taking your phone calls, 833-288-0973. If you just want a platform, if you want your voice to be heard, we're here to listen. We're here to listen this morning, and we're here to be with you. Like we are every morning. It just feels like this morning just a little more important sometimes than other normal mornings.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. What a fun year 2020 has been. I can't wait to see what the second half has in store, Ben.
We still have one more month to go before we get to the second half. But happy June, everybody. God. It is June 1st. We got through another month. I think we arrived here at the end of March, and April and May have passed. We've been here 2 months. Feels like we've been here 20 years.
Feels like I'm never going to be anywhere else but this. It's very strange.
Lots of athletes, coaches, statements being put out on the weekend's events from the world of sports. We got a few of those for you. First, though, let's get a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan on a Monday morning and say hello to Kelly Tanick.
Guys, the freeways are looking nice and quiet so far this morning. We have not determined if there are any road closures around the weekend riots in the La Mesa area or in the Gaslamp. Looks like there is a lot of cleanup still going on in those areas, but again, we have not determined if there are any closures around that. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Good point there. Kelly will keep an eye on anyone who's getting, you know, going to work in the morning. A lot of curfews established around town, different cities until 7 a.m. in some places, 8 a.m.
Yeah. I saw that. It's so 5:30 a.m.
could impact your morning commute if you're, you know, a lot of people are back at work now as stage three kind of we're getting into here in pandemic recovery. Remember, there's also a global pandemic going on. Hey, it did feel like we didn't really worry so much about the pandemic all weekend.
But see, we did. I did.
I know you
it's
did.
It's why my wife wouldn't let me go down and help because, you know, and she's right. She's absolutely right. Being, you know, 4 months pregnant, it doesn't make sense for me to go down there and do that. And, you know, I'm still very worried about what's going to come out in the next few weeks as far as COVID-19 numbers. I mean, I did see a lot of protesters wearing masks and things, but, you know, I also saw a lot of tear gas being thrown out there. I saw a lot of people ripping their masks off, coughing into the air. The whole thing just gives me the skeeves. I'm just skeeved out by the whole thing. I'm watching it, you know, unfold on Twitter and on television all weekend. I'm terrified about it.
My son said, I wish I could go join one of those protests, but I'm just worried too much about being in a large crowd right now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would be out there, he said. And I said, well, that's both responsible and civically minded of you and actively minded of you. You know, as a parent, probably there's part of me that was going kind of glad that he didn't.
But also proud.
Go out there, but also proud. You know,
that he wanted to.
Very fine line.
It's the thought that counts, man. You know?
You know, when I looked at some of these statements, and as you said, there were some good ones. There were some not so good ones that were issued. A lot of people in the world of sports. The one that struck me right from the get-go, Michael Jordan releasing a statement. And here's what Michael Jordan had to say. I'm deeply sad and truly pained and plain angry. I see and feel everyone's pain, outrage, and frustration. I stand with those who are calling out the ingrained racism and violence toward people of our color in our country. We have had enough. And he went on. But for Michael Jordan, after we just watched that 10-part documentary and saw someone who really stayed out of those discussions his entire career, he had the largest platform maybe of any athlete ever when he was in his prime.
Yeah, minus the maybe.
Globally.
Yeah, that was him.
And really didn't use it for any social causes whatsoever. You know, he had the Michael Jordan brand. He sold Nike shoes with it. But he stayed out of the arguments that dot of the, you know, the political landscape in this country. He stayed out of, you know, really racial discussions. As you saw in the documentary, even when Jesse Helms was up for re-election with a black opponent, didn't want to get into it.
Yep.
It's maybe one of the, like, easiest calls for anyone, you know, from North Carolina, black guy growing up, could have been the easy, like, okay, no one's going to criticize you for this because everyone, it's so obvious, yet stayed out of it entirely. I thought it was good to see Michael Jordan coming in now and a change of tone from MJ going, you know what, at this point in my life, I need to step in and at least say something when it comes to what's going on in our country.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's this isn't a political thing. You know, this is a racism thing. This is not a black and white thing. It's people against racists. That's what I think the distinction needs to be drawn there. This isn't, well, I don't like this candidate, or I'm going to put my money and my endorsement behind this candidate. You hate to say it's black and white, but it's not a skin color thing. This is people against racists. And that police officer in Minnesota was racist. And he killed that man because he is a racist police officer.
I saw something really powerful, Woods, because there were other people who said, okay, yeah, I totally disagree with what that cop did. But that's one cop. Is racism really such a problem everywhere? A lot of people don't see it in their everyday lives. And it's one of the things Kareem Abdul-Jabbar actually wrote so eloquently.
So beautiful, man.
Equating racism to the dust that you're choking on floating around. That you can't see it until you really open up the sunlight and all of a sudden,
boom,
it's just all there and you didn't realize you were kind of choking on it. One of the most powerful things I saw over the weekend, well, I don't think it was new, but it was an activist, an anti-racism activist, old white lady, white-haired, I don't know if you saw this, speaking in a big lecture hall to a diverse group of people on the subject of racism. And she said, I'm addressing the white people in the audience. Can I see a show of hands, or can you stand up if you would be okay being treated exactly like an African-American person in this country? If you could step in and for the rest of your life, you would be treated, viewed as an African-American person in this country is. Would you be okay with that? Stand up. You know how many people stood up? How many of the white people? None.
None.
Not one. And she said, well, there you go. That's racism in our country.
That's it.
If you feel like, okay, you know, I'm not racist, but I wouldn't want to go around with people, you know, I'm a 6'5", you know, big guy. You know, if I was a black guy and I saw people, you know, walk to the other side of the street when I was coming.
Clutch their purse a little tighter, yeah.
And you know that they would.
Yep.
If you saw a guy like me coming, and if I wasn't white, if I was black, that's racism. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't have stood up in that lecture hall either.
Let me ask you a tough question. Have you ever witnessed racism? Have you ever been a part of it and seen it? You know, right there in front of you, and went, what? What just happened? I have an example. Went to play a baseball tournament in Arizona with some friends. Went to a club in Scottsdale. Walked up with my buddy Pringle, who's black, and my buddy Boggs, who's white. And we walked up to get in the club, and they looked at Pringle, and they looked at his shoes, and they go, you can't come in. And he's like, why not? Like, you got Jordans on. You can't wear Jordans in here. They let Boggs in. Guess what Boggs was wearing? Jordans. I'm like, what? And Pringle looked at me and goes, happens all the time, man. And that, to me, it broke my heart. So we ended up going to another place. I'm like, I'm not giving these guys a nickel, you know, even if they do let you in. It's really wild to see that. Very, very strange when you see it in front of you. Now, that's a pretty small thing in the grand scheme of things that we're seeing right now. But I'm like, bro, it doesn't make any sense. Like, two dudes, same brand of shoes. One guy you don't let in because he's black. One guy can come in because he's white. Get out of here. Get out of here with this, right? Like, it's very strange to see right up front. And that, again, something that's so, so minute. But it hit home with me. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is this happens. You know it happens. You see it happen all the time. But, like, to be 2 feet away from, like, a guy that would act that way is – it's shocking, man.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, you even had, you know, some white athletes who – I thought did the best that they could to try to release some
I did too.
Good statements. Joe Burrow was one
yep.
That, you know, just kind of expressed out there saying, I know I don't understand, but, you know.
I'm with you.
I'm with you, and I want to, but, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make this about me, but I just want to show you that I'm there, and I want to support you, whatever you're thinking right now.
I thought Trevor Lawrence did a good job as
yeah.
well. But the Kareem stuff, man, just to go back to that for a
yeah.
second. I mean, obviously, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has been he's been one of those voices for our whole lives, Ben. He was Lew Alcindor, and then he changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the most socially conscious, brilliant, brilliant human beings that the sports world has ever known, the actual world has ever known. He says this, what do you see when you see angry black protesters amassing outside police stations with raised fists? If you're white, you may be thinking, well, they certainly aren't social distancing. Then you notice the black faces looting Target, and you think, well, that just hurts their cause. Then you see the police station on fire, and you wag a finger saying, that's putting the cause backward. You're not wrong, but you're not right either. The black community is used to the institutional racism inherent in education, the justice system, and jobs. Even though we do all the conventional things to raise public and political awareness, write articulate and insightful pieces, the needle hardly budges. And that is that he nails dead on. Dead on. There's only so much that an article can do. There's only so much that a peaceful protest can do. I understand absolutely being fed up. They're fed up.
And I think that there will be changes that come out of this. And you can say all you want that this was the wrong way to go about it. But we saw with Colin Kaepernick how much change came about from his very peaceful, very, you know, quiet protest of kneeling during the national anthem. The only thing that really came out of that was he didn't get to work in the NFL again.
Right.
After that. But it didn't spark. It sparked some discussion in the country.
Oh,
but
it sparked a ton of discussion, but nothing really
but
happened.
Overall, are we in a different place than we were 30 years ago when the Rodney King riots happened in Los Angeles?
No.
I mean, are we a better country than we were 100 years ago? Probably.
Yes.
Are we a better country than we were 30 years ago? I don't know. I mean, if we are, it's not by leaps and bounds. It's by tiny, tiny increments.
And I'll tell you why.
At some point, you want things to move faster in the direction of progress.
I mean, look, man, let's call it what it is. Thank God for cell phones. Thank God for cell phones. Thank God for cameras on cell phones, because without them, again, I talked about it last week. It's he said, she said. It doesn't – there's proof. There's actual proof. I mean, we all watched with our own eyes this guy kneel on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. We watched it. It was there. We all cried when we watched it. Some of us couldn't get through it, but we watched it. Thank God that those exist. Thank God that dash cam footage exists now in a lot of these cases, Ben, because – a man's word is just not enough anymore. And I mean, it's the advent of those and the commonality in which they're used could help us save many, many lives.
833-288-0973 if you want to join Ben and Woods. We'll continue this discussion. I do want to bring up that the NFL and what they said and Colin Kaepernick, how he kind of relates into all of this kind of from a sports angle at some point as well. But I don't also want this to be the entire show. I mean, this is Ben and Woods, and we did have a momentous occasion on Saturday night. And I just want to give you again kudos for doing a great job as the officiant at the wedding of our executive producer, Polly Woggles Reindl.
Yeah, we found out that little
and
little
Megan
nugget.
Gannon. Yes, Nana, who was one of the guests on Zoom, let it be known that her little Polly Woggles got married, and I'm not going to let that pass. He is now our executive producer, Polly Woggles, on the show.
Yep.
So it was also fun. You didn't really get to see, but all the other guests who were on Zoom, many of whom were very festive. I saw a lot of Tier 1 listeners out in the audience, saw friends like Ryan Phillips. I saw Hammer and Lauren, his girlfriend. I saw Bernie Wilson out in the audience, and it was fun to scroll on the right side of my screen to see all the guests who were there.
Hammer said he tweeted that he was playing Madden the entire time, which is very on brand for our beloved Hammer. So I actually had lunch with Hammer I had breakfast with Hammer on Friday after the show. I was driving home. I typically call Hammer. We text almost every day, but I called him. And I said, what are you doing? Let's go meet for breakfast. So we did right after the show on Friday. It was so good to see him. He's doing so well. He looks good. You know, he misses us. He misses you guys out there listening. And, you know, we're all, as we kind of try to grind through this and get back to some semblance of normal, I basically just told him, dude, just keep doing what you're doing. He's learning a lot. He's studying a lot on, like, social media and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, just keep doing what you're doing, Hammer. And we obviously miss him very, very much on the show. But, yeah, Hammer playing Madden through their entire ceremony. He's the one guy that can get away with it, and no one will be mad at him.
And I have to say one of the highlights, at least one of the non-Woods highlights of the whole program, was the speech by the best man, who was
so good, man.
Roger, I believe was his name.
Roger Pierce.
Childhood friend up in Seattle, joining with his girlfriend. And he gave – it was a very typical, heartfelt – if you've been to a wedding, you kind of know how the best man speech goes, where he talks about knowing the groom as a younger man and some of their adventures together and what makes Paul such a special person, and then talking about Megan and how excited they are to have her as part of the, you know, part of the unit. I mean, everything was just as it would have been had the wedding been live and in person, except at the very end, Roger, who was dressed, you know, in a tie and
Shirt and tie.
Looked very sharp. Yep. And then stood up at the end to salute Paul, and he was not wearing any pants.
No, pantsless.
Pantsless. Underwear, yes. It wasn't X-rated, but definitely PG-13. But everyone laughed, and it was pretty funny. Maybe the easy joke during a pandemic in a Zoom wedding, but I did not see it until it happened, and then it was like, oh, he nailed it.
Well, he did the joke. The joke that every clown makes on your Zoom meeting is, hey, everybody pantsless out there, and they still think it's funny 11 weeks later after this crap of doing Zoom meetings. He actually did it, and when he stood up and walked away, he was pantsless, which I thought was really, really funny. No, I missed the group chat. Apparently it was lit, Ben, as the kids say. I did get screenshots of some of the comments, and had to say I peed my pants a couple of times looking at what people were saying. They never cease to amaze me in their creativity and their brilliance. And those are our listeners, and we love you guys very much. And I know
every wedding should come with a group chat.
There is no doubt about it.
Like
there's
during
no
the ceremony, even in person, there should be a group chat.
Can I just say this for the record? Every wedding should be a 10-minute Zoom wedding from here on out, forever. They did it the right way. It's the only way it's the only way I want to go to a wedding now.
All right, first hour in the books, 833-288-0973. If you want to join us, Paul's off, so I guess the Klug Report is coming up next, or maybe it's not. We will get you updated on the world of baseball, though. Stay tuned. Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.